Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Good evening. Welcome aboard live from Brooklyn, New York. This is Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe as we talk the world of sports. Day one of the, full day one of the NCAA tournament as we roll along here into the night and into the overnight here on Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, and we appreciate their backing as well as the big high five in Iowa. Iowa EPS, the Cataldo family, congratulating Iowa with Iowa State with both the men's and women's team playing in the postseason. Iowa women, of course, Caitlin Clark, and the Iowa State men's and women's and Drake University as well. So a big high five and a shout out there. Just keeping an eye on some of the action as we roll into Thursday and Friday this first weekend. You know, you wake up Monday morning or you go to bed Sunday night, you're down, you go from 68 to 16 in a nanosecond. But we're keeping an eye here live at the Media Hotel here in Brooklyn, New York. We'll be at Barclays Center tomorrow night for the show. But we're watching Oregon and South Carolina. They're going just a shade inside 3 minutes to go in Oregon with an 11-point lead. So this will be the second 11 seed of the day to pick off a six. We, you know, haven't seen a 12-5 yet. You know it's coming. But the other one, and that's where we'll start, and that is Keith Vanbrugh and the Dukes from Duquesne. Holy smokes. Big win for them. They knock out BYU. Kind of a black eye for the Big 12. You know, the Big 12's been walking around this whole year. We're the best conference in America, bar none. You could take the Big 10, ACC, SEC, Pac-12, roll it into one big ball. You're not as good as the Big 12. And on day one, wow, an Atlantic 10 team, one of two from really a kind of a weakling conference. I hate to say it. I mean, I got weaned on the A-10, you know, with UMass and Temple back in the day. And yeah, kind of grew up with that Eastern, you know, Big East, yes, but A-10 really close to home with the University of Massachusetts. But how about Duquesne? And this is Keith Vanbrugh, who's going to retire. I mean, we got coaches everywhere. Craziest coaching scenarios you'd ever want to see. And if you want to hear a really crazy coaching situation, wait till I tell you about Kyle Smith in Washington State. They're getting ready for Drake University in Omaha tonight. Iowa State, South Dakota State. That'll be a blowout. But there's some games on the tap into the night, into the wee hours of the morning, late night. We'll keep an eye on those as well. Ohtani situation, we got to weigh in on it. We're getting it going here. Here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities. Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, talking the world of sports, Marty Terrell here, Sports Overnight. We're live in Brooklyn, New York, taking you through the overnight scores, analysis. First full weekend of the NCAA tournament. Absolutely love it. South Carolina is going to get whacked, so another six seed's going to fall. 11th-seeded Oregon, Dana Altman, former coach at, let me see, Altman was at, he was at Creighton. I think he was at Arkansas, and then obviously at Oregon. Dana Altman's a hell of a coach, and that that Duck team, Cuisinard, went nuts today. Last time I checked, he had 32. Their guard play is outstanding. And I'll tell you right now, this is where, you know, the committee gets so much criticism. But in Pittsburgh, we're going to see on Saturday, Oregon and Creighton. And that's, you know, obviously Dana coached there. McDermott's over there right now. Blue Jays and Ducks will meet in a round of 32 games. So that should be interesting. And that's what the committee does. You know, I mean, they give you these little potential juicy matchups if teams do what they're supposed to do. But, you know, listen, South Carolina, the men's program, they've kind of the Gamecocks have been kind of the chic, kind of a sneaky team, you know, six seed, look out. You don't want to play them. I mean, Oregon has just dismantled them. I mean, South Carolina has just looked god awful. They really have. So there are these, you know, there are these little tricky spots, and there's these teams that are overlooked. And I think Oregon's one of these teams, and that you can't deny what we saw with them down the stretch. They played their best basketball late February, excuse me, into March. So there you go. The other one I'm going to throw into this mix, and I'm telling you because, you know, being in Iowa and, you know, obviously in New York right now, but residing there close to Omaha in that region and following Creighton, following Nebraska, Big Ten, Big 12 country, it's right, you know, we live it day in, day out. There's this team from the Pac-12, Washington State, the Cougars. It's being overlooked all week long since the draw last Sunday and the selection show. I can't, the number of people that are just saying, hey, we're going to see, you know, Iowa State's going to beat South Dakota State, which, okay, yeah, they're nearly a 20-point favorite. They should win. Well, they're going to play Drake on, you know, they're going to play Drake on Saturday night. What a matchup that's going to be. And I say, hold the phone. Listen, Drake's is a nice team. This Washington State team is, you know, here I go again. They're dangerous. They are dangerous. So, you know, you got to take my advice, maybe not on everything, but this team is really sneaky, sneaky good. They really and truly are. And I'm telling you, they're a seven seed. They won 24 ball games this year. Granted, Drake, coming out of the Missouri Valley Conference, good guard play. Brody, the big guy in the middle with good hands and they can rebound. Extremely well coached by Darian DeVries. But do not overlook what they call in Washington, in the state of Washington, nerd ball. And that's what it is. And Kyle Smith is one of these tacticians. He values, like every coach should, not all, but he values every single possession. And he uses analytics, matchups. There's not a team. I'm telling you, there will be no team more prepared for their games than Washington State and Kyle Smith. He comes out of the Ivy League, Columbia University. He coached the Dons, University of San Francisco. Kyle Smith is as sharp as a tack. And he will have every little nuance, every little tendency that Drake's got, he'll have it down pat. You know, mid-50s, Brainiac, San Diego. You know, he kind of strikes me, seriously, without the pro lineage. He's like the Jim Harbaugh of college basketball coaches. You know, San Diego, Air Force, St. Mary's, Columbia, University of San Francisco, and hired in 2019 by Washington State. He's a hell of a coach. He really does. Now, you can say one thing. Well, you know, a coach is only as good as his players, and that's true to a point. But I love the way this guy prepares his team, and they come in there tonight a slight underdog. And I honestly, if I don't see another game tonight, I mean, I'll be watching crazy games here in Brooklyn. I'll be all over the place, just like anybody else that loves this. But I tell you right now, this game, it's gonna be the best game of the night. I really believe that. Now, I may be eating some crow into the night in the wee hours of the morning saying, oh, that late start game over there in Omaha, like it's like 10:30 or a 10:20 tip here on the East Coast. So we're going to earn our stripes tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, we're up till 1 and 2 in the morning watching these games and all the post-game analysis when they wrap up the day on CBS, TNT, and the CBS cluster of stations or networks. So there we go. Yeah, Washington State. I understand the people that I run with based in Midwest, you know, these Midwestern teams. I told you, you know, Iowa women, the Iowa State men and the Iowa State women, Drake men and women, you know, the old high five. The reality is Drake is coming off a very tough, you know, Missouri Valley Conference tournament. They are playing well. I'll give them that. They have a pro in Tucker DeVries, the coach's son. He is going to play in the NBA. There's no mistake. I mean, he'll probably go in the second round. And he's got one more year of college, and he's just going to keep getting better. He is a really, really good college basketball player. And you can just see he's got a pro body. If you don't notice anything else tonight, you'll notice Tucker DeVries from Drake. You see a professional body. You see an NBA body on this kid. He defends. He rebounds. He plays unselfish. And he can just flat out play, you know, and you know, everyone says, well, you know, the Valley, you know, Doug McDermott came out of there with Creighton. And I said, yes, same thing. Doug McDermott's just been an average pro. I think DeVries will be a better pro. He's much more solid. He's almost like a Vinny Johnson. He's just muscular and he just sticks his, he's a bulldog and he plays for the Bulldogs. He's just a very, very tough and really good kid. So Washington State Drake, I gave you a lot of on that. Kyle Smith, and they call it nerd ball. They're, you know, I mean, you go to his wiki page, and Chris Mooney, the coach at Richmond, who played at Princeton under the legendary Pete Carril, who ended his, you know, basically his coaching career, and ultimately Pete Carril has passed away, you know, that legendary coach at Princeton. You watch Washington State tonight. They play kind of a mixture of Ivy League, backdoor cuts. They'll take the air out of the ball. They'll do some back screening. You know, it can be a very difficult team to prepare for. So I think we read a lot about Darian DeVries. He's kind of the hot coach right now in the country. Well, guess what? We're going to see he and Drake and Darian DeVries, we're going to get a real test. So I have pumped up that game all I will right now. But Oregon's finishing it off. They're in the waning moments. They're going to advance. We are going to get Oregon, Creighton. The other one in Salt Lake, Nevada took care of Dayton or is about to. And then Arizona, you know, Arizona let Long Beach State hang around for a while, but then they flexed their muscle. Wildcats cruised away, won by a bundle. So we get Arizona, Nevada in a round of 32 game. And then, you know, listen, does anybody surprised that Tom Izzo and Michigan State showed up today and just absolutely slapped Mississippi State sideways? Mississippi State did not show up. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of people saying, well, how did they get in? This was a bubble team. They had no business getting in. I was happy for Chris Jans. He's a good coach. Iowa guy. I was happy for him. But they played. They didn't quiet any critics. They did not silence their critics today. They didn't show up. Mississippi State didn't show up. They got whacked. So now we get North Carolina. You know, Wagner was a good story. You know, listen, Wagner took care of Howard in that game on Tuesday in Dayton. Quick turnaround, come right back here on Thursday in Charlotte, right in the backyard of North Carolina. Tar Heels, Hubert Davis kids took care of business. Now we get North Carolina and Michigan State. Right there in the round of 32, we get a doozy. And then, as we told you, over in Omaha, first upset of the day, 11-seeded Duquesne, Keith Dambrot. He is leaving at the end of the season, 42 years coaching. Illinois took care of business today. We get Illinois and Duquesne on Saturday, the first of the matchups over at CHI Health Center, the home of the Creighton Blue Jays. All right, we'll come back. A lot more on the tournament, some Shohei stuff, 15-11 today. This morning, Padres, big win. A lot of offense, but the Shohei thing is something that we just can't ignore. We'll do some NFL talk as well, the draft, pro days, and stuff like that. We're coming back. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm live in Brooklyn, East Regional, at the Barclays Center. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, you can go nuts on the NCAA tournament first full day as we roll into the first weekend. We'll be down to Sweet 16 on Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by the great folks at Vanguard Utility Partners and InnovativeWellness.Center. We appreciate their sponsorship along with Iowa EPS. Yeah, I mean, you go nuts on the NCAA tournament. Baseball season with a weird, awkward kind of a, I don't know, disjointed start to the season with the Seoul series. I like Carl Ravitch's line first thing in the morning. You need to do some soul searching. Listen, the Shohei Ohtani story, it's too distant right now. He's a protagonist in this story with the wire transfers to cover debts. How much he wired? How much of the debt did he take for did he procure for his now fired interpreter and friend? Blah blah blah. He's over in Seoul. They're on the respective teams. The Padres and Dodgers are flying back home, be in the air for forever, 15, 12 hours, whatever it is. They're gonna be. And when he gets back stateside, you know, it's going to be, he didn't talk to the press after their 15-11 loss to the Padres today. And I'll get to the disastrous pitching performances really on both teams, but my God, I mean, it was like a wiffle ball game for crying out loud. But anyways, you know, the introductions, you saw it. It's just a little disjointed again. You know, Shohei looks uncomfortable. The glare of the media is one thing over there where he's really getting kid glove treatment. He's not going to get, it's not going to be the same when he gets stateside. It's just not. And so this idea that this story is just going to roll up in one big ball and go away, I don't think so. Now, Major League Baseball, you know, when I hear people say, well, they're not going to investigate. Well, they're saying for now they're not. But I mean, you don't think the feds, who are investigating this bookmaker in Southern California, Bauer, whatever his name is, they're going through every single, I guarantee you, they're going through every single one of his emails, every single one of his financial transactions, and they're gonna work hard, and the feds move slow, but when they get on something, they're dogs. They really are. They'll take them wherever the money, the truth, takes them. They move slow, and that's why they never lose. They never lose. You know, when you're charged by the feds, they have a 96-98% rate. You just don't. They cover their tracks. They do their homework. I think this is still a very big problem for Shohei Ohtani. At the very least, it doesn't pass the eye test. It doesn't pass the smell test. It stinks. The whole thing just does. So whether he's ultimately charged, and, you know, I was guilty as anybody else. You know, everybody jumping to conclusions. They've got to suspend him right away. First of all, he hasn't been charged with anything. He has admitted to things. And now his buddy, who's now out of a job, took the fall, changed his story. I don't think that's going to work. But we really can't sit here at this point and do what I did yesterday and jump to these outrageous conclusions, because you just got to walk through it. You got to walk through this. And the idea that Major League Baseball, quote unquote, is not going to investigate it, that's what they have to say at this point. Yeah. And this story is it's about 24 hours old, right? I mean, my gosh, we got a long way to go. We have a long way to go in this story. And I don't know. It could potentially be a real problem for Shohei Ohtani. It really could if some of the speculation turns out to be true. And speculation and conjecture and guessing is dangerous. You just don't know where this is going to lead. And the other thing is you have to look at, it's a bad look, it's a bad smell. It's going to be a huge distraction for the Dodgers. And if you had told anybody, myself included, anybody, that the one equalizer for the teams in the National League competing against the Dodgers, and specifically in the National League West, would be a potential gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani, you would have been asked to, go check into the rubber room. Come on, this is the face of baseball. I mean, he is, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So I think we all have to take a step back, take a deep breath, and see. Not even back in the country. This thing is going to gain. We've got a big distraction right now in this country. You know, Susie, the receptionist, Johnny, the janitor, Sally, the CEO. Everybody's filling out their brackets at work. A baseball gambling story with the team halfway around the world doesn't have a lot of traction right now. There's a lot of built-in distractions. Let's let the NCAA tournament run its course. Let's let Major League Baseball start its season. Let's get through the folder all of opening days across the country, and then let the people who do what they do get the information, get the facts, right? Get the facts. And then, the media is not going to, the media will not let go of this. I guarantee you that. You know, that's the other thing I'm hearing today. Well, you know what? They're going to give them a little protection. They're going to treat them with kid gloves. That's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. Now, if the story doesn't lead anywhere, but I don't know how it can't lead somewhere, because at the very surface, the whole thing with the wire transfers is an immediate suspension if you read the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, right there and then. So you don't even need an investigation. He's admitting to this. But I will say this. I start to lean a little bit towards, Major League Baseball, they don't want this problem. This is ahead. You thought steroids with McGuire and Sosa back in 98 and all that stuff with Clemens and A-Rod and all that stuff, that could potentially pale in comparison to this. And this is just one guy, an interpreter, and a bookmaker, and where it's illegal to take action in the state of California. We shall see. On the field, hey, look, the Dodgers, they split over there. Today was batting practice, but listen, they got 300 and what, 25, 327 million, 325, 1 million more than Gerrit Cole. Yoshinobu, Yamamoto, he was awful. You could see it warming up in the pen. Oh my God. He couldn't throw the splitter. The ball was all over the place. He hit Tatis. He was all over the place. I mean, he couldn't find home plate if it saved his life. And Cronenworth, four hits, four ribbies. Mookie had a big day. I think he knocked in six. Ohtani, he hit the ball well, hit three big deep flyouts, 1 for 5, sack fly, 3 for 10, 2 ribbies in the series, and a big fat distraction for Shohei Ohtani. So anyways, again, a weird kind of a disjointed start to the season. The Seoul series over in South Korea totally took a backseat to the garbage that was going on here in Southern California with the bookmaker. The interpreter was there in Seoul when the story broke. He was immediately fired. No surprise there. Now we just wait for the fallout, right? We just wait for the fallout. We wait for the facts to, become known. And this could change the whole way that Manfred looks at it, Commissioner Manfred. So we shall see. You know what? Jumping to conclusions, knee-jerk reaction. Hey, that's sports talk radio, right? You get a breaking story, then you get some time to think about it, and you say, it's not like you're backing down from it, but you're basically seeing it for what it is right now. A lot of allegations, a lot of smoke. I get it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. This is not a good look. This is not a good look. It's horrible for baseball. It brings the whole gambling thing to light. It's legalized in 40 states. It just so happens in California it's not. This guy's his friend. This is his interpreter. I mean, it just, you can't cob together a more, again, the word disjointed, cockamamie, crazy story. It doesn't look good. It just doesn't. All right, we'll set the scene for tonight as we get ready. I think this Omaha double dip will be very good tonight. Iowa State should handle South Dakota State. I'm going to tell you, Washington State, Kyle Smith and his Cougars, Darian DeVries and Drake, got to be an entertaining game as well. Illinois, I want to get back to that a little bit. They looked really strong today. Boy, is there a team right now playing as well as Illinois? And there you got controversy. Terrence Shannon Jr. had a huge run in the last month of the season, including the Big Ten tournament. And, you know, he's out on basically bail, a rape charge while he was at Kansas on the campus of KU. And, you know, Coach Underwood has had the microphone shoved in his face asking him, should he be playing? And you could see Underwood is very uncomfortable with this. But the way the Fighting Illini have really fought their way through this and compartmentalized it. And Underwood said that's the one thing this team has been able to do is to compartmentalize all the distractions with Terrence Shannon. But he is an unbelievable player. And then a little call out for what we're going to see here at Brooklyn. Obviously, we're going to see the defending champions. UConn will start defense of their national championship from last year. They'll do it here in Brooklyn at Barclays tomorrow. That will be the second game. We will start the day we're going to see Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. We'll get the day underway. Then we'll get Connecticut Stetson. Then we're going to get the late game, Duke and Vermont, which should be interesting as well. So we look forward to that as well. James Madison and Wisconsin also. Coming back here. One long segment to go, then we'll toot talk and set the scene for a Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Overnight, live in Brooklyn. We're coming right back. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Well, again, I commit the cardinal sin here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here live in Brooklyn, New York, Barclays Center. Tomorrow we'll be with you. We're going to do a little segment tomorrow on the history of the University of Vermont and their basketball program. From Brennan to Brooklyn would be kind of like a subtitle. Tom Brennan was their longtime coach, morning DJ, and the head basketball coach up in Burlington, Vermont at UVA. And I had him on the show at other stops in my career, and you won't meet a nicer guy, Tom Brennan. Super. So anyway, and I'm hope Brennan's here, to be honest with you. I hope he's down here. I'll stick the microphone right there and say, hey, former coach, give me a little hit on old UVM days when they knocked off Syracuse and Worcester. But my kiss of death, the cardinal sin, what did I do? I filled out my bracket because Nevada had a sizable lead over Dayton. Well, the Flyers have come flying back. And we go live scoreboard right now. Nevada 58, the 10 seed. Dayton, the 7 seed. They just tied it at 58. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To all you people out there who are playing your pools and your brackets, and you heard me say, hey, Nevada will take on Arizona, Salt Lake City. Not so fast. And Dayton's just taking the lead. 59-58. We'll keep you. And this will play well into the overnight, too. You'll think the game's going on when you're hearing the replay, right? There you go. But anyways, we'll keep an eye on that. So there we go. Some of the highlights so far. And I do want to pimp one other game tonight. Listen, ESPN2, 9 East, 6 Pacific, 8 Central. Listen, I'm all over Tennessee Martin, the Lady Tennessee Martins, against the Lady Crusaders from Holy Cross, Worcester, Massachusetts, Carver Hawkeye Arena, Iowa City, with the winner facing Caitlin Clark and Lisa Bluter's Iowa Lady Hawkeyes on Saturday, 3 East on ABC, 2 Central, noon Pacific. That'll come up on Saturday, and away we go. But, yeah, so we will keep an eye on it right now. Dayton with 2:01 to go. There is a timeout, I believe, right now. And Dayton leads 59-58. They were down. I want to say they were down. They were down for sure at least 10 or 11, maybe more. But anyhow, so that West Regional, Arizona today took care of Long Beach State. And I had made the mistake of saying that Nevada was home free. Not so fast. Away we go. Again, Duquesne, interesting story. You know, when you talk about Duquesne basketball, first of all, it's Pittsburgh. And John Calipari is a Pittsburgh guy, and Moon Township. And Calipari, you know, is one of the most noted college coaches in the country. He's had a storied career. UMass, and of course the Camby situation back in 95 or 96 with the contact with the agent and UMass having to vacate their spot in that Final Four 1996 down at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Let me see. That was UMass, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Syracuse. And UMass went down there with designs, with a player of Camby's ilk, thinking, you know what, we can win the whole thing. Well, if they had, they vacated the whole thing. But anyways, they vacated the Final Four appearance. But then Calipari on to the pros with right there in New Jersey with the Nets. That didn't work out. Went to the Sixers bench for a year and then got the Memphis job and then Kentucky after that. So, you know, I mean, Calipari's had a pretty darn good career. But, you know, Pittsburgh guy, and he's back there. Kentucky's in that Pittsburgh region playing at, the home of the Penguins because, you know, they don't have a professional basketball team in Pittsburgh. So, you know, the arena, it's a basketball, you know, dual purpose arena, both basketball and hockey. But Calipari's there, and this is also the scene of one of his most embarrassing losses when he had a homecoming and lost to Robert Morris when Kentucky was in there against Robert Morris. It's like a whack. But the University of Pittsburgh is, you know, had a decent season. They played well in the ACC tournament before bowing out, I want to say, to North Carolina. So, you know, this Duquesne story is very, very interesting. They haven't played at this level in 42 years. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, we're going back to a name that no one here is really going to think is relevant, but he's a great collegiate player and played with the Lakers, and that's Norm Nixon, who is a great player, a great guard. It's been that long. And what Keith Dambrot has done with the Dukes from Duquesne is nothing short of amazing, and picked off BYU. And that's a black eye for the Big 12. I mean, that is BYU is, and I count myself among them. This was a team. I thought the Duquesne story, you know, winning the Atlantic 10, doing so right where I am at Barclays Center here in Brooklyn just last week, I thought that, you know what, there's their high water mark. What a great send-off for a coach. You know, you win the conference tournament. You had a great regular season. You get an NCAA tournament bid. Yeah, you're going to travel out to Omaha. But, man, what a great, great opportunity. And you're going to play BYU. And you're going to go up against a Power 5 conference school. And the Cougars look great. Coach Pope has got, you know, BYU inside, outside. They put a 7-footer at the top of the key who distributes the ball. The guard play is excellent. They shoot threes. They rebound. And BYU is going to be a really tough team. Terrible matchup for Duquesne. Well, again, look what happened. It's a remarkable story. Now they get Illinois. And you know, the minute you dismiss it and you say, okay, well, look it. These are two hot teams. Something's given on Saturday in Omaha because these might be the two hottest teams in the country right now, along with North Carolina. These two teams are on fire. Duquesne is just playing. I mean, they're, and you know what it is? They're playing with house money. I shouldn't use a gambling parlance, but they are just loose. They're just that they rolled the ball out there and they're having fun and they're not thinking about it. And that's what Coach Dambrot has really brought to the table. He's just telling these guys, look it, it's not a big game. It's only a big game if we win. And for these other teams, it's only a big game if they lose because they're supposed to win. We're not supposed to be on the floor with BYU. We are, but you know, we're not supposed to. We're here to make an appearance. And I'm telling you, he's rolling the ball out there. He's got that team loose, and that's who's dangerous. Those are the dangerous teams in NCAA tournaments. Teams that just fly below the radar screen. No one's thinking about them, and they jump up and bite people. And tonight with Drake and Washington State, it's going to play out in the very same building, a 10 and a 7. Washington State, just told you, Kyle Smith, nerd ball, Ivy League pedigree. He was at Columbia. He was at San Francisco, educated at San Diego. He's from El Paso, Texas. I mean, you want to talk about just a wild sojourn through his life. But Kyle Smith has got, you know, has got Washington State loosey-goosey. And Drake with Darian DeVries. They go down to St. Louis. No one gave him a chance against Indiana State. Indiana State was the darlings of the conference. Their coach was getting a lot of pub. Indiana State was like bringing back up memories of Larry Bird as a team that just, you know, was just not going to take a backseat to anybody. Drake went down to St. Louis and smacked him right in the mouth 2 weeks ago. Just smacked him right in the mouth. And so these two collide tonight. That Omaha region, I'm jealous of all my friends and brethren who are over there in Omaha tonight. You're seeing a really good draw. And I think it's going to get good tonight. And then the weekend, who knows? Either way, Iowa State should win, should beat South Dakota. Jack Rabbit's nice story. TJ Otzelberger, the backstory, coached there, went to UNLV, had been on the bench at Iowa State as an assistant under Greg McDermott, who's the Creighton coach. Iowa State should win tonight. Still going to play the game. And if they win and Drake wins, then you know you got a battle of Des Moines or a battle of Iowa. And then if not, Washington State, you know, is going to be a beast. They're going to be a beast. I mean, that game, that matchup, if it occurs for TJ Otzelberger, I guarantee he'll be burning the midnight oil Friday night getting his team ready for that game. He won't have the kids up that late, but I guarantee you he and his coaching staff will be up, because that Washington State team can just cause you fits. They frustrate you. And I'll tell you what, that's a scary matchup for Iowa State, because they do things that Iowa State doesn't like. And Iowa State is very, very – I mean, Iowa State, the one knock against that team that I think is really legitimate, if they get thrown off their game a little bit and their shooting goes south, they're easily beatable. They go from just looking like world beaters to a team that cannot throw it in the ocean. And when they go off their game shooting wise, they're awful. They don't make free throws. They turn the ball over. And you could say that about any team, but there's a pattern there. There is a pattern. All right, let's look at some of the other games that are coming down the pike with some of the iron and see if we can throw a couple of potential upsets your way. Look, in that Memphis draw, I don't see much there. Houston, to me, has got a path to the regional final. They just do. And they're going to open with Longwood. Nebraska, Texas A&M. If A&M, both those teams are a little problematic because Hoiberg's having a good year. He also got a new AD. Trev Alberts is gone. He goes to A&M, so there's a little juice there. But they just hired a good friend of Fred Hoiberg's, and that's Troy Dannon, who was at Northern Iowa. Then he went to Tulane, from Tulane to Washington 5 months ago, and now he leaves the Huskies. And I'm surprised, Big Ten. But again, Nebraska's a Big Ten school. But he's coming back to his Midwestern roots in Lincoln. So the AD hiring there. And then the game we're going to see, here's the juicy one. And they're in our hotel. I'm in the media hotel here in Brooklyn. And that's Wisconsin and James Madison, the Dukes. This one ought to be interesting. Two very similar teams. But look at James Madison's record. And that game comes up tomorrow night, 10 East on CBS. They're going to put that game front and center. Wisconsin's played well. They have really, really got their house in order. But this James Madison team, 31-3. And this is going to be a really, really interesting game. And then I'll say it, and I'm glad it's relatively early in the night, because that's a late game. The Wisconsin-James Madison game. I'm just interested in watching Duke and Vermont. Vermont will hang around. I think Duke, and they've got a key player out. I just got word Duke has got a player, a starter, I believe, who is out. And let me get you that information. Yeah, the Foster kid is – Caleb Foster is out. That is not good. So they are fourth seeded, 24-8. Vermont, that'll be right here. They're in the South region. But Foster's been out a while, so they've gotten used to playing. He's missed the last five games, but he's not coming back. And also the McCullough kid for Kansas is out. They're getting Dickinson back, or Dickerson back, Dickinson, rather. Hunter Dickinson's back. Michigan transfer for Kansas. Kansas needs him in the worst way. It's not going to be too difficult. Kansas draws in Salt Lake City, Samford. So I think they'll be okay. I do. I think, you know, Kansas is one of these teams that we want to say, you know, hey, they got no shot. They've been terrible down the stretch. You can make that point. You can have that point. I'll give you that point. The problem is they're still Kansas, and they're getting a 7-footer back. Big, big, big plus for them. All right, we come back. Colorado State, Texas underway. We're going to get you a final on that Nevada-Dayton game. What we're streaming, what we're screaming, what we're tube talking about here. Coming up next on Sports Overnight. Coming right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, down the home stretch we go, putting a wrap on it, and we're back tomorrow. We're going to do Vermont. From Brennan to Barclays, that'll be from Brennan to Brooklyn. Catamount team, really interesting backstory. It's a hockey school. It really, truly is. And it's quasi-Ivy League. Vermont's a very tough university to get into. They call it UVM. It's up there in the land of Shelburne, Vermont, right outside of Burlington. Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, Lake Champlain. Montreal is about a 7-iron away. Cold as you know what, and yet they just perennially they dominate America East. They're very, very good, and they get kids from New York, they get kids from Jersey, they got a nice little pipeline there, and UVM. So we'll do one segment on it tomorrow with some little nuggets. I think you'll find some great human interest stories. And again, their longtime legendary coach Tom Brennan did the morning talk show on 620 WVMT, and then went to the university and coached basketball and was very successful and very well respected and a great talk show host. So it's a great human interest story. All right, we told you we got our eyes on Omaha tonight. Obviously, our sponsorship is very interested in the double dip of the Iowa schools, Iowa State, South Dakota State, Drake, and Washington State. I hate picking against Drake, but this Washington State Cougar team, Kyle Smith, I'll say it again. You're going to be listening or watching or whatever you're doing tonight, you're going to say, wow, that's an Ivy League team. That's how they play. Deliberate. And they're extremely well coached. They're patient. And this is going to be a real tricky spot. So we shall see. Right now, Texas, Colorado State. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, the Dodgers and Shohei are headed back stateside to L.A. Awaiting them will be a media crush. All sorts of questions. Not many answers. Shohei is gone, you know, taped lips. He's glued his lips. He's not saying a word, nor are his representatives. Probably at the behest of the Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job out of you this week. Daniel Ogden will be in here on a Friday, and through the weekend we'll get Bailey Peck, our Saturday night soiree from Brooklyn. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy the games on Sports Byline.